Local residents have been venting their frustrations on the Nelsonville Police Department's Facebook page as people arrested for crimes are turned loose because the jail cannot take them. "What's the point when they're just released and then trusted to appear in court?" reads one comment. "Makes my damn blood boil," reads another. "I guess I should be a criminal today. Absolutely no consequences," reads another. Nelsonville Police Chief Scott Fitch is frustrated too.
To the point to where a very low percentage of the people we arrest or have warrants or felons will even be accepted into the jail.
The problem is the COVID-19 pandemic. The Southeastern Ohio Regional Jail has reduced its capacity to protect the health of correctional officers and inmates and prevent outbreaks that could spread into the community. The jail has beds for about 230 inmates, but it's only housing about 180 at a time right now. This is bad timing for Fitch, who was hired last summer.
I was brought here to help clean Nelsonville up. So we are making more arrests than we've ever made in the past.
Even before the pandemic, there were days when the jail was full and couldn't take any more inmates. The pandemic has made that a more common scenario, which means that in some cases, even people arrested on felony charges or who have warrants for their arrest are being released back into the community.
Once in a while, they'll take the person we arrest for a misdemeanor offense, and then later that day, they won't take people with felony arrests with no bonds, which is pretty severe. So there's no rhyme or reason if you look at the severity of the offenses.
That's because the jail's beds are available on a first-come, first-served basis for the five counties it serves: Athens, Hawking, Morgan, Perry, and Vinton. In other words, bed space is not allocated based on the severity of the crime, although there are exceptions. Athens County Prosecutor Keller Blackburn put it this way.
If tomorrow there's 13 open beds and Vinton County goes out and arrests 13 people, then Athens County can't get a bed unless the jail at that time is willing to go over capacity because of the nature of the arrests. It's problematic. It's not a great situation for the criminal justice side of things.
But the jail does make exceptions for serious felonies. Athens County Sheriff Rodney Smith said the jail will go over the limit to take someone arrested for a violent crime or who is considered a flight risk.
If somebody that we feel is a danger to the community or they won't show up for court, we'll call them and say, hey, you know, we need this person. They have to be incarcerated, and they always are.
What the jail cannot do is simply decide to let one inmate go, even someone in on a relatively minor offense, to make room for another. Only a judge can make that call, and sometimes that does happen. For now, officers are having to make more judgment calls about whom to arrest. Athens Police Captain Ralph Harvey said this sometimes means kicking it up to a higher level for a decision.
Ultimately, what we've had to do sometimes is call a prosecutor or call the court and say, what do you want us to do here? Do you want us to release this person?
Nelsonville Chief Fitch said he worries about the possible repercussions of releasing criminal suspects or people with warrants back into the community.
My concern is, how are we not under some sort of liability if that person goes and injures somebody or commits another crime?
Even when the pandemic is over and the jail is back to full capacity, bed space will remain a challenge. The long-term solution is to either add more jail space or send fewer people to jail. For example, judges could release more criminal suspects on their own recognizance as their cases move through the courts instead of setting bail. For now, law enforcement in Athens and the four other counties that share the regional jail are going to have to keep working within the limits they face. Athens Police Captain Harvey struck a somewhat resigned but philosophical note about the situation.
It's a problem. But it was a problem before the pandemic, and it'll be a problem after. And we just have to do our best to pick through it and make the best choices we can.
For WOUB News, I'm David Forster.